Many of you have complimented the logo for the About Greyhounds podcast, and several of you have asked us to make it available on a t-shirt. Well, your wish is our command. In the description of the episode you're about to hear, there's a link to where you can get the t-shirt. You can also go to cafepress.com/GFNJ to see the available t-shirts. They come in many sizes in several different styles for both men and women. 100% of the profits from the sale of these t-shirts goes directly to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey to help us move more Greyhounds from their racing careers and into loving homes for their retirements. Welcome to About Greyhounds, the podcast about greyhounds. I'm Jacqueline Howard of Greyhound Friends of New Jersey. Get this. In 2016, Americans spent about $17 billion, with a B, on vet bills. And according to Policy Genius, over the course of 10 years, total vet bills for a large breed dog, like a greyhound, will be about $8,000. Of course, this figure varies on where you live and the overall health of a dog. But here's the good news for adopters of former racing greyhounds. Compared with other purebred dogs, greyhounds are remarkably healthy and free from genetic disorders. Of course, that doesn't guarantee a greyhound won't get sick or injured. Many also have problematic teeth that often require annual teeth cleanings. Dentals for my Greyhound Pilot have cost me between $600 and $1,200. Then there's broken bones. According to Dr. Carol Osborne of the Chagrin Falls Veterinary Clinic, about 80% of all pet hospital visits are because of broken bones. Simple surgeries can cost up to $5,000 if there are complications. That's scary. But there is a way to balance the veterinary costs that can come if and when your greyhound becomes ill or is injured. Before I introduce our guest, here's a disclaimer. You know how much we love disclaimers on this show. The About Greyhounds podcast and Greyhound Friends of New Jersey encourage you to do your own research into pet insurance to find a company that best fits with your needs. That said, our guest today is Jennifer Ramirez of ASPCA Pet Health Insurance to give us a tour of what pet insurance is and why it makes sense to consider having it. Welcome to About Greyhounds, Jennifer.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Jennifer, before we start talking about pet insurance, I do want to talk to you about your greyhounds. I know you have two. They're absolutely beautiful. So what can you tell me about them and where'd you get them?
Well, I've had them for a little over a year. Our dog-iversary was September 2nd.
Wow.
They are actually half-brother and sister, but they did come from different tracks in Florida.
Okay.
I got them through Greyhound Adoption of Ohio. So my female, Zebby, is 3 now, and my male, Freud, is 5.
Oh, wow.
And they are the lights of my life.
And like I said, they are absolutely beautiful. If I have your permission, I will include a photo of them in our show notes so everybody can see just how cute they are. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, great. So, on to pet insurance. What exactly is pet insurance? Is it similar to health insurance for people?
Well, actually, you know, the funny thing is that we've heard our customers say that they wish their own health insurance was as easy to use as ours is. It is a reimbursement program, so that means you can go to any licensed vet, so you don't need a card, and you don't have to make sure that they're part of your network. So basically what happens is if your pet gets hurt or sick, you pay the vet, and then you submit your claim. And if it is going to be covered by your plan, then you'll get reimbursed based on what you have set as your deductible, your reimbursement percentage, and your annual limit. One of the things that is different about pet insurance from human health insurance is that pre-existing conditions are not covered. So for this reason, we do encourage pet parents to get their pet insured while they are young and healthy before anything happens. So with mine, I got the insurance right after I adopted them. But the nice thing is that even if they do have a pre-existing condition, the insurance could still help with new illnesses and injuries that may happen in the future.
Right. And you mentioned how insurance through ASPCA pet health insurance works. Is that how it generally works with other pet insurance, or is it different by company?
They are all mostly reimbursement plans, and the same, they don't have a network. You may have different parameters as far as deductible and reimbursement percentage and what your limits are, but for the most part, they all work the same.
Okay, so I've got a kind of a tricky question for you next. What's the average monthly cost of a pet health insurance policy, and what factors go into determining that cost?
Well, that is really going to depend on the provider. So using our coverage as an example, for our complete coverage plan, you can expect to pay about between $40 and $50 per month for dogs and a little less for cats. If you were to go on our website, you could find the plan with the coverage you need, because you would be able to change the deductible and the reimbursement percentage so that you could find a plan that would fit your budget.
Okay, great. So I know there are several terms associated with pet insurance, words like policy, deductible, premium, cap. Can you define what each of these mean?
Sure. So your policy is what defines the terms and exclusions to your plan. It lists everything that would be covered, and it lists everything that would not be covered. The deductible is the amount that you need to claim in covered expenses before the insurance would begin to reimburse you. And the premium is the cost of your policy, which could be paid in monthly or annual payments, again, depending on the provider. And the caps refer to the limits that your plan has on reimbursement. It could be per year, or it could be per condition, for example.
Okay. So when I'm looking at a policy or even an insurance company, what kind of questions should I ask about the policy?
Well, you'll definitely want to know about the things that are going to affect your reimbursement. So for example, some companies don't cover exam fees. You also might have a company that had a per incident deductible, which would mean that you would have to meet a deductible every time your pet had an illness or an injury. But other companies like ours, we have an annual deductible where you only have to meet it once per plan year. You also want to ask the insurer about stuff that they don't cover. With Greyhounds, dental disease is a concern, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, and you want to make sure that the provider does cover dental illnesses. You also want to make sure how much experience the provider has. As pet insurance becomes more popular in the United States, more companies are launching, and you want to make sure you have a provider that has a solid background and experience in the industry.
Sure. And are pet insurance companies rated the same way other people insurance companies are rated as far as health insurance?
Sure. So the company would be rated by AM Best and also would have a Better Business Bureau rating. And so you would want to look into those.
Got it. Okay, great. So we talked a little bit about how the health insurance works, and you talked about reimbursement. So is it like, or is it not like my health insurance, where I go to the doctor, I show my insurance card? Like, is there an insurance card that I show my vet?
Well, as I mentioned, since you don't have to worry about going to a vet that's in your network, you don't need a card, because you can go to any licensed vet. Typically, what's going to happen is you're going to pay the vet and get reimbursed later, but some companies like ours will have an option for us to pay the vet directly as long as your vet agrees to it.
Okay, great. That makes sense. I have a senior greyhound. His name's Pilot. I talk about him a lot on the show. He's 13 and a half. And he's geriatric for sure. But during his full checkup, now a couple months ago, the vet said he has a strong heart and is very healthy. If something happened to him where it involved surgery, it may not be an option for him. I'd probably decide not to do it because of his age and how greyhounds react to anesthesia, especially at those older ages. That said, would it make sense for me to get him pet health insurance anyway?
Well, that's a really great question, and it definitely sheds light on some of the tough decisions that a pet parent has to make for their dog. There's a lot of things that can happen to your pet that you would want to treat that wouldn't require surgery. So greyhounds in particular might just get a cut and need stitches, or have a bad bout of diarrhea and need treatment for that. Other conditions in older pets can be managed with medications and wouldn't necessarily need surgery, like arthritis. Your vet said that his heart is healthy, which is good, but if heart disease were to develop after your pet was enrolled, you could potentially get the medications for that heart disease covered.
Oh, great.
And then also, even though you might not choose to do surgery, a lot of times the diagnostic testing leading up to the vet deciding that surgery was required can be very expensive. And so pet insurance would definitely be able to help you out with those costs.
Right. So, and some of those tests could include things like MRIs, right?
Sure. MRIs, blood work, x-rays, yeah. Ultrasounds, all of those things are potentially covered under our plan.
Yeah, and believe me, I know how expensive those things are. And you know, it's funny you mentioned stitches. Here's what I find. My dogs don't hurt themselves unless their regular vet is closed. And that means I need to go to our 24/7 emergency hospital. Well, one day, one of my greyhounds was just hanging out in the yard and by himself. And he came in and he had a huge gash, very long gash in his rib cage. And we figure he must have like walked against a branch or something. You know, we often talk about how thin and delicate greyhound skin is. So, you know, This is on a Sunday. He's got this giant gash. Like, we got to take him in for stitches. He needed 7 stitches. It cost us $1,000 for these 7 stitches. So I hear what you're saying, even with an older dog, my pilot could easily, you know, cut himself or something. And like I said, to me, it always happens when my regular vet's closed and I've got to go to the more expensive emergency hospital. So yeah, I get what you're saying about health insurance for senior greyhounds and other dogs.
Yeah, and I've had that exact same situation happen to me, except it was Zebby was running around in the yard and she ran so fast that she tore the webbing in between her toes.
Ooh.
And of course it was a Saturday night and we had to go to the emergency room and get her those stitches. And yeah, those are the kinds of things that definitely pet insurance can help out with.
Yep. So talk to me about some of the myths versus realities of pet health insurance.
Well, probably the biggest one is that because your pet is primarily indoors, it won't need insurance. We've seen many accidents that can happen to indoor pets, such as eating things that they shouldn't,
yep.
Injuries from jumping off the furniture or getting caught indoors, bite wounds from disputes between pet siblings, which I'm sure some greyhound owners can relate to.
Yep.
And not only that, but as we mentioned, illnesses like cancer and diabetes, they don't discriminate between indoor and outdoor pets. So even if your, you know, greyhound is later in life and is, you know, has a mostly sedentary lifestyle, you know, they are couch potatoes, you know, those things can still happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I can testify to that. So Jennifer, you're very passionate about health insurance for pets. Tell me why.
Well, you know, it's always been my philosophy that when you take on a pet, you take on the responsibility for providing that pet with all the care that they need. You know, they can't help themselves. So pet insurance helps me by easing the financial aspect of the decision to treat your pet. You know, having the experience with my own greyhounds, I can say that I am able to provide them with the best care because I have the insurance.
Right, exactly. Exactly. When you're sitting in, usually in my case, the emergency hospital
because the vet is closed. My regular vet's closed. I used to, before I had pet health insurance, think about, oh my gosh, you know, what's this going to cost? Am I going to be able to help my dog? Where can I get the money? I don't worry about that anymore. My focus is entirely on the health of my dog, you know, and how he's doing in his recovery. Yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I mentioned at the top of the show that you're with ASPCA, Pet Health Insurance. What makes your company's pet health insurance different than your competitors?
Well, I really believe in pet insurance, and I believe that pet parents should have it, even if it's not with us. However, I do have to admit I am a little biased because I am proud of our company.
Great.
One of the things that sets us apart is our coverage. We've been in business since 1997, and we have built our coverage around the feedback that we've received from pet parents over the years. We launched our complete coverage plan last year, and it has already helped so many pet parents. The complete coverage plan is great because it covers accidents, injuries, illnesses. It includes congenital and hereditary coverage for behavioral conditions and even dental disease.
Wow.
We cover alternative therapies like chiropractic visits, hydrotherapy, even stem cell therapy. And we do that without any additional riders that you have to add on. We have an annual deductible, as I mentioned before, and flexible plan options that will help the customer find a plan to fit their budget. And on top of that, we have an amazing call center team that is in our office 7 days a week to answer questions and assist customers. And we really work hard to make sure that pet parents know that they are part of our pet insurance family and they're not just an account number.
Fantastic. And customer experience, or good customer experience, is so critical with today's businesses, especially businesses like health insurance, where there's a lot of emotion involved. There's some angst-ridden decision-making, like you mentioned earlier. So it's great to know that there is such a customer focus at your company.
Yeah. I mean, we talk all the time about the fact that, you know, you have to have car insurance. You don't have to have pet insurance. And we really focus on the customer experience as to what sets us apart from other companies.
Great. So is ASPCA Pet Health Insurance available throughout the United States?
Well, you do have to live in the United States to purchase our insurance.
Okay.
But the nice thing is that if you're traveling with your pet to Canada or other U.S. territories like Guam or Puerto Rico, your expenses could be eligible.
Okay. So so it would have to be either Canada or a U.S. territory. Like if I were taking my dog to, say, Mexico?
Correct. That would not fall under the coverage territory.
Got it. Okay. So we talked a little bit about how much it costs. Are there any actions someone can take to lower their monthly payments, also known as the premium?
Yes. So again, it's going to differ between different companies, but with our insurance, you're going to have options to change your deductible, the percent that you get reimbursed, and also your annual maximum. And the nice thing is that we have our trained agents in our call center who are going to help you make those decisions, you know, to best fit your needs.
So if someone wants to explore more about your company's pet health insurance policies, how can they go about doing that?
Well, as I mentioned, they can call our call center, and that number is 1-888-716-1203.
Okay.
Or they can go to our website, which is www.aspcapetinsurance.com.
Great. And for listeners, don't worry about writing any of that down, because I will put both the phone number and the link that Jennifer just gave out in the show notes of this episode. Jennifer, you've certainly given us a lot to think about. Thank you so much for spending time with us today to walk us through an important option to consider for our beloved Greyhounds.
Absolutely. I'm so happy to be here, and thank you for giving me the opportunity.
My pleasure. I'm Jacqueline Howard. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with another episode next week.
Make an informed decision about whether or not to buy health insurance for your greyhound or other non-human family member. When you buy a pet health insurance policy, ask questions and read the fine print. Then decide if it's something you'd like to buy. At Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, we're often faced with vet bills that go beyond the spays, neuters, dentals, and vaccines for new dogs. We often take in greyhounds that other greyhound adoption groups simply can't afford to. If a dog that comes to us in our care has a broken leg and needs surgery, we pay for it. If a dog has a short-term illness, we work with veterinarians to get that dog back to health. And if a dog has a long-term chronic illness, we provide medical care for that greyhound. In fact, there are greyhounds in our charge that have chronic conditions. We're committed to helping them have happy, pain-free lives for all of their days. Of course, all of this takes a lot of money, so we depend on our supporters to help us pay those bills. The About Greyhounds podcast does not take donations for the show, except from our benefactor, who pays for production, equipment, talent, and logistical needs. But if you enjoyed this episode or are enjoying the About Greyhounds podcast series overall, consider donating to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey. No amount is too small. See the show notes for a link to where you can donate directly to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.